Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Let's Face the Issues, and this is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today. And we thank God for all of you on today that have chosen to be a part of this broadcast, to listen in, to call us, to give us, amen, your undivided attention and your whatever comments that you might have. The telephone number here is 904-831-0917. If you care to call us and have any input into the program on today, amen. But we're going to be talking to you today from the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 10. Amen. A portion of the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How many of you are ready for the kingdom of God to come? When we look at the things that are going on in this life, the things that are happening with our government, how injustices seem to continue to be done, especially to those who are wearing the name of Christ, our rights are being eviscerated each and every day. When we wake up out of our beds every morning, something has changed from yesterday. And you better believe that is a portion of your rights that have vanished away. The norm as we used to know it will probably never be again. So therefore, a kingdom needs to be present that's going to benefit everybody, rich and poor, young and old, whatever your situation might be. If God's kingdom come, it will benefit everyone. So in the heart of every believer, that ought to be your prayer on today. We certainly thank and praise God again for Dr. Youngblood, amen. Amen, our amen founder, amen, the president of Conservative Theological University, First Conservative Baptist Church, amen, Jacksonville, Florida. Thank God for him, my mentor, amen. We're praying that he will have traveling mercy as he goes about to take care of some family affairs on today, to minister to the needs of a family. And I thank and praise God for him on today and for Dr. Dorothy Youngblood as well. Amen. And for the whole faculty and staff, everyone out there at the school, I thank and praise God for being a part of Conservative Theological University. I thank God, amen, for, amen, the knowledge that he has enabled me to gain since I've been there. And I do want to say, I recommend them to you on today. If you need further education, if you just want to know a little bit more about the scriptures, let me refer you to Conservative Theological University. Not just because I go there, but because, friends, it is a solid university. It is an accredited university. And I love it because the accreditation, the curriculum, or everything there, amen, you will find that it will be beneficial to your area of ministry. Whatever you're trying to do, in the work of the Lord, they may be able to assist you on today. So we certainly thank and praise God for them on today. And we want to thank God, amen, also for Tools for Time being the sponsor of this program. Amen, toolsfortime.com. If you want to know anything about lawn equipment or outdoor power equipment or anything that will assist you in what you're trying to do out in your yard, around your business, anywhere, Tools for Time are the one, amen. They will be able to help you in that area. So certainly we thank and praise God again for all of my family and friends, for my wife, amen, on today of 36 years, for all of my church family, WWLTC, Outreach Ministries, Folkestone, Georgia, First Conservative Baptist Church family. I call you family on today because that's what you are to me. I thank and praise God for you. I love you on today, and there's not nothing you can do about that. Amen. So this is what we ought to do for all of our Christian friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We ought to show that love Because Jesus told us, amen, if you have love for one another, then the world will know that you are my disciples indeed. Amen. So we thank and praise God, amen, for this portion of the service and for all of those, amen, at the radio station on today, those that are making, amen, this broadcast possible. We thank God for you also on today. Amen. So we're going to talk about in the first half of the program, thy kingdom come. Amen. Thy kingdom come. So we're going, amen, to the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse number 10. And let me just say, as a side note, amen, whatever we decide to do, it's time for us to be doing it. Everything we need to do, amen, for Jesus Christ, we need to get busy doing it. Because the scripture let us know that time is winding up. And if you plan to be a part of that kingdom that will glorify God's name on today, get busy, amen, doing works for the Lord. Because only what you do for Christ will last. And let me remind you on today, amen, as Jesus began to have a conversation, amen, with Nicodemus. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse number 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So we're talking now about the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Thy kingdom come. Why would every child of God pray a prayer to that effect? Why? Because when we look at, again, what's going on in our world and how it seems like it's just all out of whack. It's totally, it's not working. And when we look back down through history at the many kingdoms that have come and fallen and are gone and how they're trying to revive other kingdoms that will benefit their ends. Know and understand that except we pray that the kingdom of God comes, then whatever kingdom is here, if we're going to be living through it and having to be a part of it or have anything to do with it, my friend, it's not going to benefit you. It's never going to benefit you, because when we look at the mindset of the people that's living in this particular day and time, everything seems to be going down but the word of God. People don't seem to want God to have any part of anything in their lives. So when we look at the kingdom of God, it is a kingdom where God himself shall rule and have all authority. No matter what people might say, no matter how they might feel, you must come to know and understand Psalm 24 says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So every area here, even to the far reaches of the universe, there is no area where God does not have any authority. And I certainly hope and pray that people will stop wasting their time trying to ignore God, trying to put him out of school, out of the prayers out of school, or trying to put him out of anything connected with human life. Because scripture lets us know, amen, that God is the one that made us, and we did not make ourselves. So certainly, amen, we ought to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for that. We skip on down to verse number 5 of John 3. Jesus said, the second time to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So now, we're talking about thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come. And Jesus is giving us the perfect example, amen, of what it means to be a part of that kingdom and what you must do in order, amen, to qualify, if I can say that word, to become a part of that kingdom. He said, if you're not born again, in verse number 3, you can't even see the kingdom. Now he comes down to verse number 5 and said, if you're not born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. So my friend, it's very important for you to know on today that except you are born again and receive that new life in Jesus Christ, you cannot see the kingdom. In other words, amen, not just with your physical eyes, but also with your spiritual eye. It takes a spiritual eye to come to know and understand what the kingdom of God consists of and how it can benefit you as a part of that kingdom. So you can't see the kingdom if you're not born again. Then he said, you can't enter the kingdom. And if we go down to verse number 7, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. So that lets me know, my friend, that if we must, if this is the Lord, if this is God's Son telling me that I must be born again, then that lets me know, amen, that this flesh and blood that I'm living in, this earthly house, amen, that I'm living in right now, cannot enter into that kingdom. So in order for me to enter into that kingdom, and we must understand, it's not a fantasy kingdom. It's not a Tom Thumb kingdom. It's not a Cinderella fantasy that you will live out when you go to Disneyland, to go to some place like that, a theme park or something, that you're going to call yourself entertaining yourself and having fun. That's not what it's all about. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost, amen, or the Holy Spirit. So we must understand that in the fullness as a child of God on today. Not only do we look for a spiritual kingdom, but we also look for a literal kingdom. Because one day, the scripture says, amen, in Revelation, and I believe that's chapter 21, say that the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven and it's coming to earth. But God has got a prepared place ready for a prepared people. Are you ready on today? Have you prepared yourself? If you're not, let's get ready. Because as long as you have life and breath in your body, you still have a chance. But once you are stretched out across the altar and they're bringing you in church for the last time, it's all over, said and done, my friend, if you don't have Christ Jesus in your life. Amen. So we're going to introduce some information to you, speaking about the kingdom of the God of heaven. The great theme of God's kingdom program can be found throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It is a theme that unifies all of Scripture. Through it, the Bible records the progressive unfolding of a program in which God reveals his sovereign authority. Sovereign. And you know, as I begin to study down through Scripture, that word sovereign is also connected with a word called absolute. When we look at God being God Almighty, God All-Powerful, then we must know and understand that our God dwells in what is called absolutes. When you look at absolute authority, that means there is no higher authority than God. So no matter how they try to lock him out of things, how they try to shut down the word of God, how they don't want you to pray, don't even want you to attend your religious services, amen, on Sunday and on Bible study nights, if they had anything to do with it, they'll shut all the churches down cold. But listen, no matter how they feel about that, that still doesn't mean that God does not have absolute authority. Because the old people used to say, God always got the last say-so. So whether you want him to have the last say-so or not, doesn't matter. He's still going to have it because he is God Almighty. He has sovereign authority. Amen. And through it, God demonstrates his right to rule through various forms of a kingdom he establishes here on earth, beginning in Genesis and consummating in the reign of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the book of Revelation. In spite of all that the scripture has to say on this subject, however, we are faced with a number of different interpretations and explanations concerning the nature or purpose of the kingdom of God. So when we look at the kingdom of God, we are praying, thy kingdom come, your kingdom come. In other words, your kingdom is the only righteous kingdom. Your kingdom is the only blessed kingdom. Your kingdom is the only saving kingdom. You know, they have a commercial that comes on TV that says Walmart is the saving place. I think they got that all wrong. Because the church, amen, the church, God's kingdom, where God's kingdom resides, amen, that is the only saving place truly known to the rest of the world as we live in it. So, know and understand, amen, why thy kingdom come is a part of our prayer as children of God, is because everything we need, everything all people need, if they'll just come to him, everything we need as totally together as being mankind is in the kingdom of God. If you need healing, that's in the kingdom of God. If you need blessings, that's in the kingdom of God. Whatever your need might be on today, we will find that in the kingdom of God. The book of 1 Peter tells us, amen, that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So, my friend, if you're not having a good life right now on today, connect up with the kingdom of God. I recommend him to you on today, amen. So what is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? Some understand the kingdom of God to be synonymous with the eternal state or heaven where the saints of God go following physical death. Those who hold this view of the kingdom say it has no relationship whatsoever to the earth. Others understand the kingdom as a non-material or spiritual kingdom in which God rules over the hearts of men, so that while God's kingdom is related to the present, it is unrelated to the earth. It is entirely spiritual, not material. Now, that's the way some people look at it. And my friend, I don't know where you might stand on today, but if we look at what God tells us in his word, I'm talking about the Bible, the written, revealed, inspired word of God on today. And that's what Dr. Youngblood prides himself in. He prides himself in being a central biblicist, believing in the word of God in the very center, because the word of God should be the very center of every believer's life on today. And if that's not a reality in your life today, make it a reality. It's time for you to get it together, because we got to come to know and understand that God said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He has a proceeding word that he has spoken from the foundation of the world. And all of your blessings are contained in that. But so many times, we as people of God are walking out of context with his will. And we're going to talk about that in the last half, amen, of the broadcast on today. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But right now, we're talking about the kingdom, because we want you to know that this is a very real kingdom. It is not disconnected from the earth. It is not a, again, fantasy kingdom, something that you fantasize on. It is a very real kingdom. It's not just the kingdom where the saints of God go after they die and leave this earth, but it is a very real kingdom where, when we read the book of Revelation, everybody that's in that kingdom is living a perfect life that's free of sickness, free of death, free of tears. You find that in Revelation 22. No more tears, no more crying, no more dying, because the former things are passed away and all things are made new. So we look at it for what it is. It is a real kingdom that exists right now. And I can tell you this, if you don't believe this, then my friend, you have to keep reading. One human being that I know of that's got a human body, is what I'm speaking about, is over there right now. And that's Jesus Christ. When he rose from the dead, we look at the book of Acts chapter 1. The scripture said that the clouds received him out of their sight. And the angels looked at the brethren and asked them, why do you stand here gazing, looking up? The same way you see him go up, that's the same way he's going to come back. So a literal body, a real human body, I'm talking about that resurrected body, amen, of Jesus Christ. That one particular body, there is a real man that's sitting on the right hand of God in heaven. And I thank God that he knows all about me and he knows all about you. So therefore, he's able to make intercession for us to tell the Father exactly what we need and what we want done in our lives. So it is a real kingdom on today. It's not a fantasy kingdom. So let's make sure we don't live life with a disconnect. But we need to connect up with the truth, because the Bible is the truth. And let me tell you something, my friend. If the Bible is right, somebody is wrong. So we have to make sure that we get connected, amen, with the word of God. It says here, still others view the kingdom as purely earthly without any spiritual realities attached to it. So that's another view that people hold. It is a future political and social structure achieved by the efforts of humanity, a goal reached through social and economic evolution. Some with this same general concept believe the kingdom of God will be a nationalistic movement on the part of Israel that will reconstitute the nation as an independent political state. Now, my friend, let us know and understand that God made a promise to Israel. And know and understand that the church today doesn't replace Israel. If you have that concept, my friend, it is entirely wrong. We must know and understand, even the book of Hebrews tells us, that us without them is not made perfect, God having some better thing in mind for us, that we all should be able to enjoy the kingdom of God together as one. God brought Israel and God brought the church together at the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ on the cross, because he said that when he did that, he made us one new man. The Jew and the Gentile is one new man in Christ. So then all of us belong to God. We are all God's children, and we are all a part of that kingdom because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Let me remind you, that phone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you want to have any input, you want to put your 2 cents worth in, you're certainly welcome to do so. Amen. Another more common interpretation sees the kingdom as synonymous with the visible organized church. In other words, the church becomes the kingdom of God, a dominion which is both spiritual and political. And finally, there are those who view the kingdom as an earthly manifestation of the universal sovereignty of God. The kingdom is a realm in which God rules in the affairs of men, so that the kingdom is conceived as being both spiritual and material. Now, I would say that's a very good concept. That's a very good way to look at it, because it is both spiritual and it's both material. Why? Because we are here on this earth, and we got to know that when God made things in the book of Genesis, he said that everything he made was good and very good. So when we go to the book of Peter, and I understand a lot of people read this, Peter said that the earth and the works that are herein shall be burned up, and the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. Well, fire in the Bible is a cleansing element. This planet, this ball of dust, or this ball of dirt that we're living on right now, is not going to crack up and disintegrate into small pieces and vanish into nowhere. We must know and understand that God plans to remake everything brand new. So he's going to use fire. You see, the first time the earth was destroyed, it was destroyed by water. But this time it's going to be destroyed by fire, because God wants to cleanse the earth of all the impurities that sin has caused. And I don't know about you, when I look around at things, I understand that God has made a beautiful world. I have had the privilege to travel to various countries to preach the gospel to different people when I came in contact with them as a part of my vacationing. Let me put it that way. And I'm one of these type of people, anytime I cross paths with a person, I want to share the gospel with them. So when I got the opportunity to do that in other countries, certainly I glorified Jesus Christ and I told them about the goodness of the Lord. But when I visited those other countries, I noticed the beauty of them. And when I looked at the beauty, I said to me, God is somebody. If he can make a world this beautiful, he must be somebody. And what I'm talking about, not just commonly saying that, but for me, amen, I put him above all human beings, because he is that. He is not a human being like us. We got to realize that God is a spirit. And if we're going to worship him, we got to worship him in spirit and in the truth. Amen. So let us get a good grip on what the kingdom of God is, so that when we start praying, thy kingdom come. What we are saying that is that we want injustice to end. We want falsehood to end. We want all of these things that we see that are going on, these unstable leaders in positions of authority, and I have to say from the White House right on down, because so many of them are trying to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and they are trying to leave God out. Well, we must know and understand that there is no life except we find it in Jesus Christ, because the book of John chapter 1 said in him was life and in him was abundant life. So if we don't come to Christ and receive that abundant life, then my friend, we're not living a life at all. So that's why I say, when I pray, I understand and I know why I pray and why I say when I pray, thy kingdom come. I'm so fed up with the falsehood and all these things that are going on in this world until I'm ready to see the kingdom of God come. And certainly, my friend, if I don't see it in my lifetime, I certainly want to be one of the ones that return back with him in the millennium reign, because the scriptures say he's coming to rule and to reign for 1,000 years. That's a real kingdom coming to this earth, not a fantasy kingdom, a real kingdom, one wherein righteousness and peace is going to prevail for a period of time. Yet when that time is over, God has another plan. Then after he executes that other part of that plan, then of course, everything is going to be made over brand new. So that's when we're going to see the new Jerusalem coming down, the perfect kingdom of God being right here on the earth. And it's going to be a place where everybody can enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Admittedly, it seems impossible to navigate this maze of interpretations. Were it not for the clarity of the Bible, when allowed to explain itself, we would get hopelessly bogged down in theories and speculation. So some of the things I read to you a little bit earlier about the different views about the kingdom of God, this is the way that different ones interpretate how they feel the kingdom of God is. But know and understand, only the Bible tells us exactly what the kingdom of God is, what's there, who's there, and who's going to be in it in the future. And my friend, I don't want you to miss out. This is the reason why you hear me sharing this gospel with you on today, this gospel truth about this great kingdom that is to come. Because Jesus even told the scribes and Pharisees one day, you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you can't discern the face of the sky and you're looking for a sign, but you don't know and understand that the kingdom of God is within you. It's here. It's in the heart of every believer. And the reason why it's there is because we are co-regents. We are here, amen, so that we can promote this kingdom, this great kingdom that's coming, that's going to benefit all mankind. So certainly, we thank and praise God, amen, for the great plan that he has for all of us as his people on today. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But truths related to the kingdom of God are not determined by the writings of men. Only through an inductive study of the word of God may we understand this great subject. That means we must carefully study words according to their meaning to the original writers and readers. We must understand each passage according to its contents, literary, historical, and cultural. So let us not be sidetracked by the falsehoods of the people in the world and by Satan himself. Let us trust in God, because only his word is going to stand. We're getting ready to take a commercial break right now for the news. And we ask you to join in with us after the news break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.